Heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Back to this, the penultimate edition, that means second to last, of the Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. This is hour number 2. If you just tuned in, you missed quite an hour number 1. But that's all right. We've got a lot of good stuff happening coming up on the show. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can give us a call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968. 747-1968 to go on the air live. Now, if you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but because of that will get you on the air immediately and ahead of anybody else, that number is 001-208-935-0094, and please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. You can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions and offer your comments on the topics we discuss here. And if you are listening online, I hope you'll take a minute or two, actually a moment or two, it's only a few seconds, to vote for the show. If you voted last hour, that's great, but it's a new hour, you get to vote again. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, the Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. That's it. You're done. You have voted. And we appreciate your vote. You can vote 2 times per hour. So if you voted last hour, great. Do it again this hour and do it a second time. And we really appreciate your support. Thanks so much. Our question for your consideration, if you were given absolute power to put into effect 3 changes to your society, what would they be? If you were given absolute power to put into effect 3 changes to your society, what would they be? 888-747-1968 or in our chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. This is an email that comes from Kathy. After 20-plus years of my own attempts to open the gates and run out with a few of my fellow Chattel, well, not one of them wanted to leave the pen. They are overly content and even defend the confines of their freedom, D-U-M-B. Pearls before swine, eh? I am kind of at a strange place personally. In fact, the herd has mainly left me behind because I do not join in their slave-like behaviors, TV, face crap, corporate shopping, etc. And I have found that I have few, if any, real friends. That is why it is especially sad this time for me that you are leaving the air. You make a real difference in my outlook. I end up feeling a bit better about continuing on this very narrow path after listening to your show. I have cleared my day today, so I may catch it in its entirety. Thanks for writing back. Your efforts have changed this world. Persisting, Kathy. Kathy, thank you so much for that. What I want you to understand is I'm not disappearing. I'm simply stopping the weekly show. I will continue to do guest appearances on other shows. I also co-host a show every 2 weeks. I'll also continue to do interviews and have them posted as podcasts on the website. And my main website is www.freedomradio.us. That gives all, that has all my podcasts that are currently posted. That has all my guest appearances on other shows. And that's where you can keep track of me. I also will continue to offer freedom services for people who really do want to extricate themselves from government control and do it right. You know, I have a consulting firm, Freedom Bound International. So I'm not disappearing. I'm not going away. I'm simply going to be off the air on a weekly basis. And that's because, frankly, when I started the show, you know, it was intended to involve other people. And initially, bunches of people gotten involved. And now, they've all copped out. They've all gone away. And, you know, I mean, how, you know, why should I be shouldering the burden when most people just don't seem to want to be free? They don't want to pay the price of freedom. So I'll still be around, not to worry. And you'll still be able to get in touch with me. Just jot down that website, freedomradio.us. Celeste calling in from New Mexico. Hi, Celeste. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Brent. My husband and I just found you on the shortwave a few months ago, and we've really enjoyed the show, and it has really been a highlight of our weekend. Sorry to hear you're leaving, but I can certainly hear your frustration, and God has other things for you to do. You know, sometimes doors close, but others open. So God bless you, sir.
Well, and thank you, Celeste. And you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I will continue to work on behalf of freedom and liberty, you know, with every breath I have. It's just the amount, and people don't realize the tremendous amount of work it goes into doing a show of this quality. And you know, I just don't want to shoulder it all myself. It's as simple as that. So I thank you. I very much appreciate your listening in on the shortwave, and I hope that, you know, if you have internet access, you'll check out the website as well. And God bless you, and thank you for your kind thoughts.
You posed a question and said, what would be the three things that one would do if they could change their culture? And could I answer that?
Yeah. What would be? What would your three things be?
The first thing I would do is that I would wish that everyone would trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And number two, that they would embrace God's word and live by it. And number three, that they would live by the Constitution of the United States. And that would be, I guess, utopia, wouldn't it?
I don't know if it would be a utopia, but it should be a step in the right direction. Those are three very good things, Celeste. Thank you so much.
Of course, I'm glad that we have the freedom that we can say that.
Still do, yes.
That's right. So God bless you, sir, and we'll be praying for you. And, you know, there are people scattered all over the United States who are pulling for our country and our Constitution, and are praying for our country. So, you know, we're out there. We're just, but we're going to have to become more active, like you said.
That's exactly right. And I thank you so much for the sentiment and for the words, because those words are seeds that get planted in the ears of others, and hopefully they bear fruit. God bless you, and thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
We got a call from Eric in Oklahoma that came off the air, and I wanted you to hear it, and then I want to respond to it.
My name is Eric Heath, and I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And here's what I was wanting to say. When you're born, on the day you're born, your birth certificate represents a vessel, a ship, and you represent the captain of that ship. And it seems to be, if that's the case, because the state owns the ship, it commissions the ship, so the state is the owner of the ship, and therefore that's why they can borrow money and find liens on that, because it represents a ship. So it seems to me that you would be able to resign your commission of that ship, or scuttle the ship, or the ship could be seized, I don't know, but somehow it seems to me that resigning your commission is the answer, because how can you be in an admiralty court if you do not have a vessel to do commerce? And that's what your birth certificate is, the ownership or the title of the vessel that you are, that you own, or that you're captain of. And I was just running that by you, and I wanted to see what you thought. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, Eric. Thank you for the question, and it's a good question. And those people who subscribe to commercial law remedies will understand everything Eric's talking about. Here's the flaw in the argument. A human being is not a ship. A ship is a piece of property. A human being is a child of God. This is a significant difference. Because you are not bound by commercial law until you engage in commerce. So you lose the analogy at the very beginning. You're not a ship. Furthermore, your certificate of live birth issued by the doctor who gave, you know, brought you into this world, or the midwife, is not the same as a birth certificate. Birth certificate is something the government issues. The government assigns a fictitious name that the government itself created, and then uses that fictitious name to collateralize your future earnings, or rather, the fictitious name's future earnings. You're not that fictitious name until and unless you accept it, until and unless you engage in activities that bind you into commercial law. This is what happens when you get a Social Security number. This is what happens when you get voter's registration. This is what happens when you get any number of licenses and registrations and permits. When you go into bed to play with the government, you become subject to commercial law. That's why you end up in your admiralty courts. You want to be in the admiralty courts? Stop taking government privileges. Stop taking benefits from the corporate government, because you're not entitled to those benefits. Those benefits poison your natural state of being a child of God with God-given rights. So no, it's not a question of giving up the commission per se. Okay, it is a question of severing the ties that bind you into that jurisdiction. The birth certificate is only one of those ties. Furthermore, you're not entitled to any supposed money, because it's the government's money, government's fictitious entities, the government's the one that's created these things. You're not entitled to them at all unless you subscribe that you are that fictitious entity. I hope that gives you a clear answer to the questions you asked. And again, I urge people to stay away from commercial law remedy. You know, it doesn't matter what the law says. People who administer the law are themselves not obeying the law, and people who have done nothing wrong end up in jail for a long time. We have a new song parody, and I'll have this posted up on the website very, very shortly with lyrics, but I want you to hear it first, right here on the Global Freedom Report. Sit back and listen to Here in the USSA.
JFK, until I run afoul of a bureaucrat working for the TSA. I'm here in the USSA. Oh, you were hassled every day. Yeah, here in the USSA. Yeah, driving down the highway in my DBS, heading for Frisco Town. Right lights of Larry Simon screaming at me. All the songs bring me down. I'm here in the USSA. Why you got taxed every way? Yeah. Here in the US. Here in the US. Here in the USSA. Well, the Constitution was the rage. Stop screaming inside. Looking for men that escape this game, and it's running a shot over your
minutes silence. But the government has escaped this cage, and it's running rough out of your arms, alien of a ride. Gonna join myself to a protest march, standing up for tyranny, speaking out against the injustice until they shut me up forcibly. I'm here in the USA. Well, you are told what you can say, yeah, here in the USSA. The time has come to get myself back to the school. I'm sitting in a class all day. As long as I'm on beating and I do what I'm told, I'm always keeping God far away. I'm here in the USSA, where you are not allowed to pray. Oh, I'm here in the USSA. Let me tell you, friend, I'm here in the USSA. Let me tell you, USSA.
And that's here in the USSA, and I will have that posted with lyrics on the freedomradio.us website in the very, very near future. And we'll also have a video done with that. And, okay, I see we got a couple of callers here that have to wait until the next segment because we are just about to run into a break. I want to give you time. So, but we got a Frank from Massachusetts and Frank from Virginia. Both Franks, I want you to hang on there, okay? And we will take the call as soon as we come back from break, which is going to be about a minute and a half. That way you'll have time for whatever it is that you want to say. If you haven't heard, Colorado and Washington have voted to legalize recreational use of marijuana. Now, whether or not you are, as Richard said earlier, whether or not you're in favor of marijuana, whether or not you smoke marijuana is not relevant here. The states have decided to legalize them. It will be very interesting to see what happens the first time the tyrants in Washington run in conflict with state law on this issue in Colorado and Washington State. Right here, this is the Global Freedom Report. 888-747-1968 is toll-free number. 888-747-1968. When we come back, we'll take the phone calls and bring you the Patriot Congressman with his freedom commentary, Dr. Ron Paul. That's all coming up next on the Global Freedom Report. Stick to it.
More about freedom and your phone calls right after this.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
Is your privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
The Micro Effect is the purest form of alternative news and information on the airwaves today. Be part of the effort to inform your fellow Americans about the things they need to know. Help us reach those that are looking for answers and truth about the world today. For a limited time, we are offering a dozen business card-sized magnets for every $25 contribution. Take a minute and go to our website and take a look at how neatly designed these magnets are. Pass them out or give them to your friends and neighbors. Let others know that we are speaking out and that they too have a voice of freedom. Once again, that's a dozen Micro Effect magnets that are business card size for your $25 contribution. For those who are able to contribute more than $25, we have other offers, such as 30 magnets for a $50 contribution, or how about 75 business card-sized Micro Effect magnets for $100. Help this network reach America 24 hours a day with your contributions. This is how we fight back with your freedom of speech. If you can't hear us, you're not listening.
This is The Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
Of course, the American attitude to Iraq was that we cannot sit and wait for Iraq. After 9/11, we cannot wait for dangers to happen. But if you do not wait, you have to rely on intelligence. And you better be sure that the intelligence really is worthwhile. Otherwise, you will be attacking somebody that you shouldn't have touched.
And welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. Let's go right to the phones. Frank calling in from Massachusetts. Frank, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Frank, are you there?
If I'm the right Frank, am I on the air?
Is this Frank from Massachusetts?
From West Virginia. So
I'm West Virginia, okay. Well, no, that's okay. I've got you. We'll take the other Frank in a moment. That was just a mistake on the studio. Okay, go ahead, Frank.
Okay, I have a question. There's a conundrum here. I'm looking at some different jobs, okay, and they all require a socialist security number. Okay, we all know about that. I know that there was a restaurant where there was a lawsuit won, and then, you know, the short of it, basically, they couldn't require that socialist security number be put on the application. But I also find that all corporations, companies, what have you, pay in check, okay? So it's promissory note of sorts, all right? Now, when that is given to me or whoever that, say, doesn't have the Social Security number, the bank will not deal with it. In fact, you can't do any banking. And then
okay,
you can't even drive.
Let me tell you first. You're operating under misconceptions. Number one, there's no law requiring you to have a Social Security number unless you're going for a government benefit or work for the government. However, the perception is that it is required. In reality, if you don't have a number, you cite sincere religious conviction, and then if they deny you, it's religious discrimination, and they're not going to do that. Somebody without a number would use what's called Form W-8. BEN, which is a certificate of foreign status, in this case foreign to the federal government. If you're given a check, okay, the check is a promise to pay. If you don't have a bank account, the company is obligated to provide you with a bank where you can cash the check. Now, the check can always be cashed at the issuing bank. The issuing bank has a contract with the company that they must honor the check. They must. But if it's a big corporation and the branch is in some foreign state or long distance away, it is the company that has the obligation to see to it that you are paid.
And if you don't have a bank account, they have to provide you with a way to get that check cashed. It is not on your shoulders. It is on their shoulders. Yes, it's harder. It's made very easy to have the number. It's made very easy to waive your rights, okay, which means it's harder to stand for liberty. Absolutely true.
Now, you said
it. Does that do it, Frank?
You said form W-8?
W-8-B-E-N. Beta Echo November.
Okay. Now we're working in the state on getting a driver's license without the extra stuff that violates our religious convictions. And it's been a real long, tough battle, but we're still fighting. It's getting
and
a little more.
And stay with it because you will get it. You have to go over the heads of the people who you deal with normally in the Department of Motor Vehicles and go to supervisors and cite religious discrimination. You will get it. Okay, you can go to the state capitals, Division of Motor Vehicles, and you may get progress over there because a lot of the satellite offices don't really know what's going on. They're not given full information.
Well, there's a pastor, you're quite familiar with, Butch Paul has a radio show. He's been there to Charleston to meet with the governor himself, and he's been there 20 times. I've been there several times. You know, it's one thing we're going to keep on fighting this. It's just that the Homeland Security note that they have a policy. Again, this is a policy with the banks. The banks tell me, hey, we know who you are, Frank. I'm sorry, but it's just our policy now. We cannot interact with you without a state-issued identification or government ID. I said, I don't work for the government.
Right. So what you do is, at that point, you either don't use banks or you sue the bank for religious discrimination. Uh-huh. I mean, there are things you can do, but it's made very difficult for you. Basically, freedom is a hard thing. You have to fight for your freedom. It's not going to be handed to you. Servitude will be handed to you on a silver platter. So you got to decide whether it's worth your independence to change your lifestyle. Maybe you need to stop working for other people and work for yourself. I don't know what the answer is. I just know that you can, if you pursue it, get these things. But it's harder and harder every day. Frank, I got to let you go because I'm running out of time. I got another caller on the line who's been waiting as long as you. Frank from Massachusetts now. Your turn. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are you? Hello?
Doing fine. Let's get right to it before we run out of time.
How you doing? You asked a question.
Doing fine, Frank. What's on your mind?
You asked a question about how to change society and stuff like that earlier.
Yes. What three things would you implement?
My suggestion is to educate Democrats on how to vote. Because I voted
recently. Okay, that's one.
I voted recently, and there wasn't one person I voted for who got elected. So I'm a little upset.
Okay, that's one.
Huh?
You got three things you can do to change society. What are the other two?
Well, that would be the first thing. You know, eliminate welfare and eliminate foreign aid because we're spending way too much. That's
good.
That's
welfare, foreign aid. Those are a couple of good things. I like that. I like it.
Now,
excellent.
My other question is, earlier, a little while ago, you changed frequency from 9.350 to 5.070.
That's correct.
And I'm just curious, what's that all about?
That's the short way. They're at this time of year, they're obligated to do that. That's something to do with their licensing and such.
Okay.
They have to change at a certain time of day into the other frequency.
Now, you're in Iowa,
so,
right?
Say what?
Iowa? Hello?
Idaho. Idaho is where the network is.
You're in Idaho, okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Listen, I got to go to break, Frank. Sorry about
that.
But thank you for the call. I really appreciate you as a listener.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with more after these words.
As As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs.
For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. That's themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. Or dial 888-803-4438.
If you work in the private sector, you have to voluntarily assess yourself before you are obligated to pay income tax. That's what you did when you signed your employer's W-4 form. You made a contractual request to have a portion of your earnings sent to the IRS. Would you like to learn how to stop the government from reaching into your pockets? Call for information on the Freedom Bound Tax Freedom Program. Call 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or on the web at freedomradio.us. The proceeding is not to be construed as legal advice.
Regardless of the dollar price involved, 1 ounce of gold would purchase a good quality man's suit at the conclusion of the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the presidency of Franklin Roosevelt, and today. You may not be in the market for a new suit, but you don't know what the future may bring. And gold is the one financial constant the world has ever known. It can always provide you with your basic needs. Whether you're looking for junk silver, old silver dollar rolls, gold bullion, or fractional tradable gold pieces, Kettle Moraine is your full-service representative with over 50 years of knowledge and personal experience. Visit FlyingEagleGold.com or call us at 623-327-1778 today for competitive prices on all your gold or silver needs. If you're looking for real financial insurance, call Kettle Moraine today at 623-327-1778. That's Kettle Moraine, 623-327-1778.
Now you can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's VitamyR.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
Is your privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Do you have the food that will nourish your family through a disaster? Probably not. Round out your long-term food storage needs with the finest name in the business, the Freeze-Dry Guy. Freeze-dried foods preserve all of the freshness, color, flavor, and aroma that you want in your food, while giving you the peace of mind of knowing that nourishment is there when you need it. From main course entrees, breakfast foods, meats, vegetables, desserts, and snacks, The freeze-dry guy carries a wide variety of meal options that will suit your dietary needs and can be stored for decades. Serving the U.S. military and the private sector for almost 40 years, find out why the freeze-dry guy is the best you can buy. Give him a call at 530-265-8333. That's 530-265.
This is The Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
Hi, this is Paul DePetti from Patriot Rock Group Poker Face, and you're listening to the Global Freedom Report.
Freedom Fever.
It lifts hearts to see us bonded by an ideal that every man, every woman should be born, should live, and should die with the taste of freedom forever upon their lips.
Yeah! Freedom Fever. Make it viral.
They have used the Commerce Clause to justify regulation of private human behavior. Why? Because they like to exercise power.
To the Global Freedom Report. My name is Brent Johnson. I am your host, and if you would like to be part of the show, the toll-free number from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada is 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968, to go on the air live. If you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but we will get you right on the air ahead of anybody else. That number is 001-208-935-0094, and please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. You can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions and offer your comments and answer our question of the week while you are there in the privacy of the chat room. That question of the week, by the way, is: if you were given absolute power to put into effect three changes to your society, what will they be? If you were given absolute power, snap your fingers and they're done, to put into effect three changes to your society, what would those changes be? 888-747-1968 or globalfreedomreport.com. And by the way, if you're listening online, please take a few moments to vote for the show. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, the Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. And that's it. You voted. You can vote two times per hour from your IP address. And we really do appreciate your vote and your support. And just in answer to Frank from Massachusetts asking about the shortwave change of frequency, this is according to the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC mandates this. And being that the United States has gone back to standard time, okay, it changed certain things with respect to shortwave. And so up until 5 o'clock central time, the shortwave is on the upper frequencies. After 5 o'clock, they go to their lower frequencies. And therefore, that's the reason why the changeover, because at that time, it's the 5 o'clock central time hour where they change from the higher frequency of 9.350 to the lower frequency of 5.070. We have no control over that, but that's the answer to your question now that I had a few more moments to give a little bit more time. Nina Owens dabbled in various occupations, including photographer, folk musician, and writer, is now retired after 30 years as a highway construction inspector. She has been active in various causes since high school, including political campaigns, veterans' rights, organic gardening, alternative health, freedom, and constitutional rights. She has also spent many years involved with the Philadelphia Folk Song Society that strives to preserve our musical American heritage, for it is through many old songs that our history is told. While studying as an English major in college, she developed a love for research and news and has worked with various organizations over the years, including this show, the Global Freedom Report, where she was our main news correspondent. Nina Owens, welcome to the Global Freedom Report. It's great to have you, Nina. How are you?
It's great to be here, Brent. I'm really happy to be here with you today.
And to those who've listened to the show for a while, you'll remember Nina as the correspondent for the Patriot Network News in a previous incarnation of the show. And when we came back on in June, she was involved in the folk music festival and was not able to devote the time to it. But I'm so glad to have you on before we actually take the show off the air. And in particular, you came on because you wanted to talk about preparedness. Now, how did you become interested in preparedness? Did something in particular happen to you that you realized you were not prepared for it? I mean, what inspired you to become involved with preparedness?
It was actually around the time that everybody was upset about the Y2K bug. And I started thinking, and I was reading a lot of articles of all different sizes, and I thought, you know, it might not be a bad idea to be prepared just in case something happens. Now, my parents were also good at preparing for a lot of things, but I wanted to go beyond that. And I did things like install a generator in my house. I learned how to improve my gardening skills. I learned how to improve my canning and other food preservation skills. And along the way, I just started amassing different things and hoping that when anything happened, I would be prepared. And this last storm that we had, Hurricane Sandy, brought out a few things that I hadn't thought about being prepared. So that's a couple of the things I want to talk about today.
Well, now, have you ever found it frustrating? Like, I too was very prepared for Y2K, okay, and of course nothing happened. Have you ever found it frustrating being well prepared for a non-event?
No, not at all, because all of that preparation many, many years ago, for instance, the generator, I actually have it so I could plug in and flip the switch in the basement, you know, and run most of the stuff in the house. It's a big unit. And I've used that many times. We have lost our power quite a few times here. The gardening skills, I don't have to shop for genetically modified food because I've improved all of those skills. So it's not something that just because you did it once for some event that didn't happen doesn't mean that you won't need those skills or those items in the future. And it's proven itself time and time again with me.
Okay. Now, when we talk about preparedness, what situation or set of circumstances are we supposed to, for what situation or set of circumstances are we supposed to prepare in general when we talk about that?
In general, it seems to be most of the events that require having preparation, at least recently, have been weather events. We saw with Katrina, Sandy, snowstorms, et cetera, et cetera. But you should also be prepared for any civil unrest that might happen. You have to be able to not only be prepared to take care of yourself, but also to defend yourself, too.
Okay, now let's start with acts of God, such as the superstorm Hurricane Sandy, though there was strong evidence suggesting a possibility that Sandy was helped along by acts of men. But how might people prepare for such an unprecedented storm? And you even mentioned that you learned some things that you weren't quite ready for. You know, what did you learn from this?
Let me start. First of all, our power went out right from the beginning, and we were out over 5 days. But one thing we did before that storm even came, and we had not run the generator. If you have a generator and you have not run it in a long time, you better take it out, put a little gas in it, and see if it runs. We found out we had a clog in it, and it's a good thing we were able to fix it then, and if we had to, go out for parts and fix it, because if we had let it sit and go to fire it up, we would have been in trouble. Now, the other thing is, if you have a generator, make sure you have the spare parts, like the different types of fuel filters, oil filters, et cetera, in case you need to replace it. The other thing, make sure you have enough gasoline on hand. If it's a gasoline generator or if you're running on propane, make sure your tanks are filled because you do not want to run out. You need to have at least 3 to 5 days of fuel in your cans or in your tank. And another thing, if you have vehicles before that storm or whatever hits or does that, make sure those tanks fill because you always siphon the gas out of that. Now, one thing that was unexpected that happened to us, we fired up the generator one morning. We're not running it completely overnight. We find that we have no water. Our water pump system wasn't running, and luckily at that point, there were some stores starting to open that we could fix that. So we learned from that, okay, we better be prepared in case the water pump doesn't work even with the generator. And one of the things I found out, I did fill my bathtub the night before, you know, when we turned the generator down in case we needed water overnight. I didn't plug in well enough and all the water drained out. So if you do that, make sure your water doesn't drain out. One other thing I noticed, I was getting ready for this because they warned us ahead of time that this is going to be bad. The power's going to go out. I went to the store to get a few extra things, and I'm noticing what other people are doing. And what are they doing? They're buying perishable foods. Don't buy perishable foods if you know there's a chance that the power's going to go out. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you people are really being ridiculous here. You should have canned food or something you could heat over a little fire, like a protein stove or something like that. So that's another thing. People have to make sure they have. And if you have pets, make sure you have a supply to feed all of your pets. Another thing, a lot of people during this hurricane that did lose their homes or they had a lot of water in, everybody has a lot of important papers. Keep those papers in some sort of a waterproof safe or box, something you can grab and go in case you have to get out in a hurry. That's another thing, because if you don't have those items and you lost everything, boy, you really lost everything.
One other thing, if you're going to advocate that people have canned goods on hand, make sure you have canned openers.
Oh, absolutely. These are all the little things you have to think of when you are getting prepared. And, you know, it seems like so many people, even though they knew many days ahead of time, and you'll see this during snowstorms, what do they do at the last minute? They run to the store, and what do they buy? Toilet paper, eggs, and milk. Well, first of all, the eggs and milk are going to go bad. And the other one, why didn't you have toilet paper stashed to begin with? You watch what people do, and it kind of drives you nuts. It is always good to be prepared for any situation.
Yeah, people tend not to think more than a few hours ahead of themselves, and you know, which is why so few people are prepared. What about what most people consider to be an imminent economic collapse? Would preparation for something like that be along similar lines? Or would you have to? Would there be other considerations for how do you prepare for when the money is no longer there?
Well, one thing that was brought up during up in New York, I saw several articles, people that were on the food stamp card and they went to go out and buy food when the things started coming up, but the ATMs weren't running, stores were dealing only in cash. What are those people going to do? They have no cash in their house. All they have is that useless card. Somehow, stash some cash in your house. Somehow, change bucks, stash dollar bills, do something so that if that does come up and you can't use a credit card, a debit card, if you have a food stamp card or whatever, you have some cash on hand in case you need to buy something. Also, keep items on hand in case there is an economic collapse that you can barter. A lot of things are good for bartering. Let's see, we've got, well, like I said, toilet paper's a good one.
Can
salt. You know, a lot of other things.
Can openers, you know, soap is good.
Yep. All of that stuff. And also have on hand canned food, or if you're into buying the MREs or the dehydrated food, it's a good thing to do that. Or if you can learn to dehydrate your own food, because that food will keep for a very, very, very long time. If you can't afford to buy those expensive meals, get a small dehydrator, start buying food a little bit at a time. You know, go to the store, buy, let's say, some grapes and dehydrate them. Buy some kind of vegetables, dehydrate dehydrate them and just stash them in little airtight jars, and that stuff will keep for a long time. All you got to do is add water to it to rehydrate it, and you have yourself some food to eat. You know, those are the little things to have on hand, and during an economic collapse, you have all these things, and let's say you lose your job, you'll have something to feed yourself. You have a little bit of change or whatever stashed. Okay, you have cash in case you need to deal. You have barterable items if it gets down to that point. You have to think ahead, folks.
How about political upheaval? Many believe that dictator Obama will further encroach on the God-given freedoms of the American people. Is there anything that people can do to prepare for a new and very different America of this sort?
That's a tough one. If it gets to the point where the political upheaval is so bad, like we're seeing in Spain and Portugal and all those places in the European Union right now where they're rioting, you've got to be able to defend yourself and your family. So it's a good thing to have on hand some sort of a defense, whether you're into firearms or crossbows or archery or, you know, or whatever. You have to have some way to defend yourself. And if it gets to the point where you need to bug out, you need to have the items that you're going to be able to use to get out if you have to escape from a situation like that, especially if you are living in a city. You have got to be able to survive through a situation like that or have the escape plan to get out of a situation like that. As I said before, you've really got to think this all the way through. It's not easy, I will tell you. Not easy.
Well, now, what about somebody who is just new to preparedness, somebody who hasn't done anything at all, okay? How do you get started? I mean, where do you start? Do I start with, you know, firearms? Do I start with canned food? I mean, I don't know anything at all. How do I get started?
I would think the first thing to do is do a little bit of each one of the things that I had mentioned, like the food. Okay, if something happens and you can't get out, at least you have something to eat. The next one, I definitely go and get something to protect yourself, whether it's firearms or whatever else you want to get to protect yourself, a mace, pepper spray, I don't know, whatever you want. That would be second. But those are the two. And water, don't forget water. That's very important. Whether you get a water filter or you have a bottle stashed or whatever, you've got be able to survive with water, with food, and protection. I would say those are the three things. And if you're just getting started, go to the store, get a few cans of something. Just a little bit every time you go out, get a little bit of something and stash it. Tools, if there's certain tools, you know, well, I'm thinking about getting this in case such and such happens, get that. Get all the little things that you're going to need bit by bit. If you have the means, if you have the money, do a lot of things all at once. Go out and do it if you haven't prepared. If you don't have a lot of money or a lot of means to do it, you just can do it a little bit at a time. Seeds. Buy seeds. If you have to grow things in containers out on your porch, if you have to grow things under grow lights and you're living in an apartment, sprouting seeds. There's another one. Seeds that you can sprout. And you eat them, and they provide, you have that green food, and they provide protein, they provide a lot of other things. That's a minimal thing that you can do right there, and you'll have something to eat.
Now, let's back up to water for a moment. One of the big challenges with water is if you have to be on the move, water is extremely heavy. Now, obviously, if you're able to hunker down, having water, bottles of water is a great thing. But is there anything you can do to provide for the possibility that you may have to be on the move? You certainly can't be out there carrying bottles of water, it'll weigh you down very quickly.
I do know that they have the little bottles. I believe it's the Berkey Company. I can't remember off the top of my head. It's a water filter bottle. It's the size of a little drinking bottle. And wherever you go, you can pour water in it, and it will filter it. I mean, let's say you had to bug out. Okay, you have a couple of small bottles of water in the backpack, but you have this, And as you're going wherever, you could get rainwater, you can get stream water, pond water, whatever, and put it through this thing. So I would recommend that everybody have a little portable filter that they can take with them.
Yeah, that's good. And I believe there are also the iodide tablets that are designed to purify water as well.
There's another thing out there. It's called a life straw. It's I'm trying to remember the man that invented it. It's a very small device, and basically kind of like a straw in a bottle, which is similar to the larger bottle I was describing. That they use that when they go in areas, let's say in Africa, where there's been a disaster or something happened, like the Red Cross will use the thing. So they have become very popular for rescue people to use when they're in a situation like that.
Are there any organizations or websites you could recommend that would help people who are interested in learning more about preparedness?
One of the best ones I've discovered recently is called survivalblog.com. I really like that one, and there are a lot of others, and I can't recall them off the top of my head. I would go to the search engine and look. But that has a lot of good stuff on that website. I really like
survival,
that one.
Survivalblog.com.
Yeah.
Now, is there a way people could get in touch with you? Would you be willing to be available to anyone with preparedness-related questions?
I can give my alternate email address, which is Camp Eureka, the numeral 2, at gmail.com.
Okay, it's Camp Eureka. Eureka is E-U-R-E-K-A. Camp Eureka, number 2. At gmail.com.
Correct.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate your taking time to go over this. This is such an important issue, and frankly, I think most people are ill-prepared, like you said. They wait to the last minute, then they go to the store to get a few things, and I don't think people have any idea what it will be like if they go for a week with the stores being shut down, much less longer times.
And it's still going on up in New York. There's still areas up there that are without anything. And one other thing I want to add, one of my neighbors had a house down the Jersey Shore that water. They let them down there once, and now they're not allowed back for 6 months.
Wow. Nina Owens, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's felt like old home week to have you here on the Global Freedom Report. God bless you. Keep it up. And we'll give out that email again, campeureka2 at gmail.com. Bless you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more after these words.
Health is on the rise. Hi, I'm Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. People are waking up to what is important in life. Healthcare is being seen for what it is, and people are awakening. Life Change Tea is a great tasting tea that's refreshing and cleansing to the body. So it tastes good and it does the work. So many emails saying this tea actually works. Hooray for Life Change Tea! And Life Change Tea values their customers. And you know what? The customers value Life Change Tea. If you have acid reflux, liver problems, kidney problems, high cholesterol, constipation, or other numerous health annoyances, try Life Change Tea. But try it now, not later. Make the bad go away. Do it. Yeah, you. Order now. Right now. That's what they told me to say. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you know the website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Try it. You'll like it.
Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95.
That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
In this present crisis, government is...